Welcome back to the Michael K. Show. So hockey is underway, and we're so happy. Once again, we'll be the home, radio home, of the New York Rangers here on 98.7 ESPN. And the new New York Rangers head coach, Gerard Gallant, joins us now. Coach, it's Michael, Don, and Peter. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, guys. Thank you.
Now, you've been at this a while. You've done this for a long time, a couple of teams. I'm just wondering, when you first get the team out on the ice, are there nerves? Do you have any nerves, like, the first day of school?
You know what, a little bit this morning, but once you get on the ice and you get with the guys again, it all comes back to you. I mean, I wasn't coaching for the last 8 years. The pandemic started pretty much, so, you know, getting back out, to get back on the ice today with the coaching staff and all the players. But, yeah, you're always nervous, and if you're not nervous, you shouldn't be out there.
How do you handle this camp, Coach, when last year was only a 56-game schedule, minimal travel? Now you're going to have an 82-game schedule. You got a Western Canadian trip almost right out of the box in the first month. How important is it going to be in these 3 weeks to get these guys prepared for a season they haven't played in over 2 years?
Yeah, no, I think it's not going to be a big deal. I mean, all the teams are in the same boat, and we're going out there, and we got 6 exhibition games to prepare for before the regular season starts. You know, we got pretty much 3 weeks. So it's for me, it's, you know, you put your systems in place, you work hard and practice, and it's not going to be a big deal. I think everybody's on the same page. You know, that the way this Ranger team played the last few seasons, there's not a big difference in systems what we're going to bring in. So I don't see it being a big deal at all.
You know, you have not been shy about saying, hey, you know, we built this team to make the playoffs. We want to make the playoffs. It's kind of putting a bullseye. Does it bother you? Does it concern you that you are putting a little bit of pressure on your team? Hey, we're going to make the playoffs.
No, not at all. I mean, I'm not saying, you know, I plan on making the playoffs. I think we have a good team. There's a lot of good teams in our division, and it's going to be a battle to make the playoffs. And I expect to get the best out of our players every day. I mean, we got to get better. There's no doubt we're a young team. We're one of the youngest teams in the league. But, again, we made some changes this offseason. We added some character and some toughness to our team, and we're going to be a tougher team to play against. So hopefully we'll start off good and get a lot of confidence and go from there. But, no, I definitely believe we're going to have a great opportunity to make the playoffs.
All right. Fans are excited about seeing Alexei Lafreniere for a full season here. You're playing a little bit at right wing. Is that the plan going into the season? And what adjustments will he have to make if that's where he ends up playing?
No, I don't. I'm not sure. You know, we just started with that right now, but there definitely could be some changes, and we'll see how it gets along. And, you know, a lot of those skilled kids play, you know, left wing, right wing, and it doesn't bother them. So it's probably his first time over there, and I don't think it's a big adjustment for him, but we'll see how it goes in the middle of the camp.
Now, the exit meetings from last year, some of the players said that they missed the fact that the team didn't have a captain, and you said that by the time the season starts in October, you will have a captain. But you also said it doesn't really matter that much to you. Why do you think it matters to the players, Gerard?
I just think the players been here the last couple of years, and they really think they need a captain, and that goes a long way. You know, the players are really important to what goes on in your locker room, and when you heard some of the guys talk about it last year, that, you know, it'd be nice to have a captain, and I don't disagree with them. I don't think it's a big deal personally, but I think we're going to have 23 leaders on our team, and that's going to make a big difference. But if they want a captain, I think it's great, and we got some good choices here. And, you know, we'll look at that over the next 2 or 3 weeks for sure.
And how involved are you going to be in that decision?
Oh, we'll be involved, myself and Drury and some of the leaders on our team. We'll talk about it, there's no doubt.
All right, so what's your biggest concern, Coach, going into the – I mean, what's the thing? Okay, we've got to make sure this is right. It hasn't been right in the last couple of years. What's your biggest concern?
I feel real good right now. I feel real good about the offseason move. We added, like I said, we added the Goodrow, who won a Stanley Cup the last couple of years. We added Ryan Leaf, Sonority. There's other guys we added, two Mays and some of the other guys. So I think we added grit and character to our team, and I think that's what they were missing. So – right now, I'm excited. I like the look of our lineup, and, you know, let's get it going as soon as possible. So there's no really big concern. I think we're strong on all areas. Obviously, goaltending is very strong. So I think we cover a lot of the basics. It's a matter of getting it done.
You know, Adam Fox had an amazing season. Norris Trophy winner. He's looked, you know, great here early on. But now jumping, you know, having a target on your back, jumping to an 82-game schedule, what are some of the challenges for him to be able to build off an amazing year last year?
Yeah, no, just keep getting better. I mean, it's hard to say the kid, he's 23 years old, and keep getting better, but he was outstanding last year, doing all the right things. And, you know, he's a kid that's level-headed. He's going to come out and he's working hard. The first day of camp, he's working hard. He's having fun out there. So there's no pressure. I mean, we got the, like I said, we feel we're a better team this year. We feel there's good people around him. So he'll just got to play his game, and that's all he got to do. He doesn't have to carry us on his shoulders. He's just got to play his game and do the best he can do.
I know it's so early, Coach, but like, what's the plan for Shesterkin? What in a perfect world, how much of this season does he play as the starter?
Well, the old story is you need real good goaltending, and it's not one guy that you can rely on. We got to rely on Shesterkin. Our other goaltenders are going to get definitely opportunities to play, and if you think you're going to play one goalie 65 or 70 games, it's going to cost you down the stretch. So I think we got real strong goaltending right through our organization, and that's going to be real key for us. So I'm not going to put a number on it. I have no idea. It's sort of one game at a time, and that's the way I like it best. And when guys play really well, they're going to play.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I'm wondering, you mentioned you have a young team. Can a team be too young? Are you concerned about the youth on your team, Coach?
Yeah. You always think about you're too young and that. But some of this young guys got pretty good experience the last two years. So, you know, Kako, Kvatsov, Heidel, you know, Zietl. So there's lots of guys that are young guys, but they got some experience. And like I said, I think I look at their roster now and I look at their young talent. I said, you know what? We've got a really good mix, and that's what you need. And I think we're a young team, but I don't think it's a young team with no experience. And we've got some experience in there. So, again, I really like a lot of things that Drew and the staff did without adding some players to our group.
And when you got here, how much did you dive into the film and look at what happened last year?
Well, to be honest with you, I watched a lot of games last year, and you know, as a fan, I watch some nights. As a coach looking for a job, I watch some nights. So I watch that team a lot. They played some real good hockey at times. I mean, again, it was a tough division last year. They fell short of the playoffs. But, you know, there were some good things. You've seen some good things and good development from some of those younger players. And so I don't think they're, like I said, I don't think they're that far off. I mean, they're ready to jump and ready to take a big step this year. And I sure hope we get off on the right foot and stay healthy. And, you know, things can be real positive for our group.
Well, Coach, we thank you for coming on. Hopefully we'll talk to you every now and then during the season. We'd love to have that, and we wish you the best of luck in your first season behind the bench for the Rangers.
Well, thanks for the talk, guys. I appreciate it.
You got it. That's Gerard Gallant.
Good luck, Coach.
He's the Rangers head coach, and their 36th head coach in their history. Won the Jack Adams Award with Vegas as the top NHL coach in 2018, and he's a veteran. He's 58 years old. He's been around the block, Don, and you know, he's not shirking any responsibility. He said this is a playoff team, and you know, it's going back to the old ways, Don. It's not going to be easy for them to make the playoffs. They've got to beat some good teams.
Well, no, because you lose Boston, which is a good thing because they go back to the Atlantic Division, but you welcome in Carolina, who is a cup contender, and you've got Washington to have to deal with, and of course, you know, Wilson and how much he changed the face of this organization by what happened last year. The Islanders, who I think have an excellent chance to win the Stanley Cup. You know, Pittsburgh, even though they're banged up, they're still a very good team. So, Michael, they might have to rely on the wild card. And if you look at the other division where Florida's a great team, Tampa's the defending Stanley Cup champion the last couple of years, Montreal went to the Stanley Cup final, you're battling with a bunch of teams to maybe get those two wild card spots. That's how difficult it's going to be. And that's not to mention what Philadelphia and how they can improve. And I think even though they're not a playoff team, New Jersey's done some good things in the offseason to get better. So I know we talk about the NHL like, oh, the playoffs, the regular season doesn't matter, everybody makes the playoffs. No, there's now 32 teams in the league, Michael. They've just added Seattle this year. So half the teams in the league don't go to the playoffs. And so there'll be some pretty good teams that they're gonna miss, and the Rangers have to hope they're not one of those teams. So they've got to improve greatly, and they're going to have to get Zibanejad, Panarin, firing at all cylinders early, especially with Malkin and Crosby not starting the season for Pittsburgh. Every game is going to be so important, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun to see if this team move forward and grow.
All right, so a couple of things before we break, and we'll have on the big fella in a moment. Major League Baseball is suspending Ryan Borucki, the Blue Jay pitcher who plunked Kiermaier yesterday for 3 games, and suspending Charlie Montoyo, the manager of the Blue Jays, for tonight's game, a very big game for them as they take on the Minnesota Twins. And I'm sure that this is going to fascinate you, Peter, but Fox Sports has a story out that not all of the NBA players are vaccinated, and the ones that are not vaccinated – are really dug in. But the thing that makes the story to me fascinating, if you're going to play in New York City, you have to be vaccinated. If not, you cannot step into Madison Square Garden or Barclays Center. And in the Fox Sports story, they say that Kyrie Irving is not vaccinated.
That's the word.
So if, in fact, he's not vaccinated and
here we go again,
he digs in, that's 41 games he's missing. And any visiting player that's not vaccinated cannot play against the Knicks or the Nets in the games in New York. Now, that's a small minor thing. You know, what could it be? 3 games? But right. When one of your home team players, somebody as important as Kyrie Irving, if he's dug in and will not get, you have to have at least one of the vaccines, the first vaccine of Pfizer or Moderna or obviously J&J, you can't play. They will not allow you to play or practice in New York City. So what are the Nets going to do?
And knowing what we know about Kyrie, it certainly seems like if it's something he feels strongly about, he's locked
budget.
In.
That's right.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. That's an issue. It's an issue. So just wanted to put that out there. You could read the story. I saw it on the Fox Sports website. And so
I mean, the crazy thing
that
is
Kyrie is not vaccinated.
Sorry to cut you off there. The thing about that is if that's actually true, And obviously we know that the rules for the venues are true. So if it's true that Kyrie doesn't want the vaccine, which is obviously his choice, doesn't trading him become a real conversation?
I didn't think that far ahead, but you're not wrong.
If they say we're keeping this in place, you know, obviously the teams are powerful. They can talk to the city and state, right? And they can find out what the plans are. If the plans are that, and we know it's going to be here for a while because a lot of these rules are just getting in place now.
And these are not NBA rules, Peter. This is New York City rules.
Right. So if these New York City and state rules, my guess is they are here. What, guys, it's late September, right? So the point of these is basically to be here for the winter. If they're planning on keeping it in place through the winter, don't you have to consider trying to move him to a place that doesn't have those rules?
You would have to, because how would it even work for practice? First of all, it makes no sense that he's not going to play in any home games. He's not going to play in any playoff games at home.
Yeah.
And is he going to be with the team? Because I'm sure there's going to be a lot of sanctions against them if there is an outbreak and it comes from him unvaccinated. You would almost have no choice but to trade him.
And the Nets practice in Brooklyn. So they can't even practice. He will not be able to practice with them if he's not vaccinated at least one shot. All right, when we come back, the big fella, he's gotten 4 shots, I heard, just to cover every part of his
body. Wow, good
for him. Yeah, a lot of boosters. So Chris Carlin joins us in just a moment right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.